B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Chov Zayin. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chov Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ayil, a ram, koriv is offered up on the Mizbeach, be'achadasar, using 11 Kohanim. We'll remember on Daf Chov Hei Amud Aleph we saw in the Mishnah, regarding the Korban Tomid, which was a lamb, and there we saw that there was a total of 13 Kohanim. The first four was Mishoichet, Mizoirek, Mimadashin Mizbeach Apnimi, or Mimadashin Esamanoira. And from there is Mimale Ivorim Lekevish. And then we had a number of Kohanim. There was one Kohen for the Rosh Veregel, another Kohen for the Tuyodaim, another Kohen for the Uketz Veregel, another Kohen for the Chozav Agera, and another Kohen for the Tudafanois, which means that there was five Kohanim taking the limbs up. There was one taking the intestines up, the Korvaim. And then there was one for the Soiles, one for the Chavitin, which, by the way, the Chavitin only ever applied to the Korban Tomid, not to any other Korbanis. And then there was one Kohen who would take the quarter of a hin of wine, the Nisuch HaYayin. So that means besides for those first four, there were nine Kohanim that took part in bringing the parts of the Korban Tomid, which was a lamb, to the Mizbeach. In contrast to that, with a ram, there it wasn't nine, it was 11. Habosor b'chamisha. That means the first five are similar to those of the kevesh, which means those of the lamb. That means one for the Rosh Veregel, one for the two Yodayim, one for Uketz Veregel, one for Chozav Agera, and one for the two Defanis. Hakervaim v'asoiles v'hayayin b'shnaim shnaim. And you'll notice the Chavitin was not mentioned. So that's one down from the nine of the regular Korban Tomid, the lamb. But instead of one for Kervaim, one for Soiles, and one for Yain, it was two for Kervaim, two for Soiles. Because the Soiles, the amount of flour that was needed for a ram Korban, is double that of a lamb. And the wine also, it wasn't a quarter of a hin of wine, it was a third of a hin of wine, and therefore it was two Kohanim. So each of the Korvaim, Soiles, and Yain had two Kohanim, in total 11. Par, what happens when you had a Korban that was a bull? Then Korev be'esim v'arba, it took, instead of the nine of the lamb and the 11 of the ram, the bull had 24. Horeish v'aregel, we know where normally there was, by the kevesh and the ayil, there was just one person taking the roish and the regel, the head and the right hand hind leg. However, in the case of the bull, there was horeish be'echod, the head was carried by one kohen, v'regel b'shnaim, and there were two people who carried the hind right leg. Ha'ukutz v'regel, regarding the ukutz and the regel, where in the case of the lamb and the ram, it was one kohen. Over here, it was ha'ukutz b'shnaim v'horegel b'shnaim. It was four kohenim, two for the ukutz, for the tail, and two for the left hand, for the left hind leg. Ha'chozev v'agira, when the keves and the ayil, it was just one kohen. Over here, it was ha'chozev b'echod, one kohen for the breast, v'agira, and the neck was b'shloisha. Was actually with three Kohanim. Shtei Yodayim, regarding the two forelegs, which by the Keves and the Ayil was just one Kohen, over here it was Bishnaim. There was two Kohanim. One took the one foreleg and the other one took the other foreleg. Ushtei Defanois, regarding the two Defanois, where in contrast to the Keves and the Ayil, which was just one Kohen, here it was two Kohanim. Krovayim, regarding the insides, where the keves had one kohen, but the ayil was two kohenim, here it's going to be three. Vasoiles, regarding the flour, the fine flour, the keves had one kohen, the ayil had two kohenim, over here also it's going to be three kohenim. There was no chavitin. And vayayin, regarding the wine, by the keves it was one kohen, by the ayil it was two kohenim, and here by the par it was three kohenim. Shloisha, shloisha. Each of these, the krovayim, the soiles, and the yayin, each had three kohenim. If you work it out, then it's 24 kohenim. Bamed dvorim amurim, when is all this true, that they would make a pious, and there would be either nine kohenim for the keves, 11 for the ayil, and 24 for the par, is bekorbanos tzibur. That's talking about a korban tzibur. Avul b'korban yochid, im rotze lehakriv, makriv. However, regarding a korban, the korban of a yochid, then It can be done by a single kohen, and one does not need any pious there. Hefsheton v'nituchon shel eilu ve'eilu shovin, that regarding skinning the animal and regarding the cutting up the parts of the animal, those two jobs, irrespective of whether it was a korban tzibur or a korban yochid, both of them are equal in as much as that it's allowed to be done even by a zor, by somebody who's not a kohen. And we're going to see in the Gemara three different sources for that halacha. Says the Gemara, Tana, Hefsheten v'nituchon shovin, this is what we said in the Mishnah, that regarding skinning the animals and cutting them up, cutting the pieces up, they are both the same, that means the korban tzibur and the korban yochid are similar. Bizarre regarding the fact that they can be done, these two jobs can be done even by somebody who is not a kohen. Omar Chizkia, now Chizkia is going to discuss, Minayin, the hefshet v'nituach sheshove bazar. How do you know, what's the source in the Chumash that hefshet v'nituach can be done by a zar? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'nosnu b'nei Aharon hakohen eish al hamizbeach. And we need a little bit of an introduction here. In Parshas Vayikra, in the first perek in Parshas Vayikra, there we have the first parasha there is, the first couple of parashas is a total of 13 psukim. And we learn in those 13 psukim, different jobs that are done uniquely by Bnei Aaron, by Koyanim, is mentioned a number of times in the psukim there. We have in Posuk Hei, where it says, V'shochat es ben ha-bokor lifnei Hashem, that they would shecht this ben ha-bokor before Hashem, v'hikrivoi Bnei Aaron ha-koyanim es ha-dom, and Aaron ha-koyanim would be the koyanim that would receive the blood and take the blood to the Mizbeach v'zorku es ha-dom. That's the first time that the Bnei Aaron are mentioned. That's in Posuk Hei. In Posuk Zayin, again is mentioned, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach, that the kohenim were the ones who would put the fire onto the mizbeach. They were the ones that would prepare the fire, prepare the marocha, and prepare the mizbeach. That's in Posuk Zayin. In Posuk Ches, it says again, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim es ha-nesochim, es ha-reish ves ha-poder, alo eitzim. And here again it says that it was the kohenim who would arrange the parts of the kohen and put it onto the fire. And then again in Pasuk Tes, V'kirbo yuchra of yirchatz b'mayim, V'hiktir ha-kohen es ha-kohel ha-mizbecha, the kohen would put all the parts onto the mizbech. So we've mentioned a few times that kohenim had to do these jobs. And then again in Pasuk Yod Gimel it says, V'akere v'akrov ayim yirchatz b'mayim, V'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kohel, V'hiktir ha-mizbecha, again, it's explicitly mentioned that the kohanim have to be the v'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kohel. From there we learn that the kohanim are the ones that have to be ma'ale the evorim, have to take the evorim, the hoilochas evorim, that means take the limbs from wherever they were being dismembered, take them till the mizbeach, that had to be done by the Aaron. So we've got here a total of five times, if I've counted correctly, where the kohanim are mentioned. And those are going to be discussed now. Because that means from one of them we're going to learn that only there, whichever one we're going to be speaking about, the kohanim have to do it, to the exclusion of hefshet v'nituach, regarding skinning the animal and cutting up the animal, which are not mentioned in these psukim, where there it does not have to be done by a kohen. The question is, are we going to learn this from Posuk Zayin, where it says, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach, that the kohenim are the ones that had to put the fire on the mizbeach? Are we going to learn from there that the kohenim only have to put the fire on the mizbeach, but they do not need to do the hefshet v'nituach? Or are we going to learn it from Pasuk Ches, where it says, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim es ha-nesochim, that the Aaron and the kohenim, they are the ones that had to arrange and put the limbs onto the fire, alo eitzim, asher alo eish, that they are the ones that have to put the limbs onto the mizbeach, but they do not have to be the ones to do the hefshet v'onituach? Or are we going to learn it from Pasuk Tes, where it says, V'hiktir ha-kohen es ha-kohel ha-mizbecha, that the kohenim are the ones that have to burn everything on the mizbeach, But they do not have to be the ones to be doing the Hefshet v'nituach. And that's going to be a three-way machlekes, a three opinions in our Gemara. Are we learning out this halacha from Posuk Zayin, Posuk Ches, and Posuk Tes? And before we start seeing inside, Posuk Hey, which is the first time that it's mentioned in this parasha of the Kohanim, it says, V'shochat es ben abochor lifnei Hashem, they will do the Shechita. Who would do the Shechita? It doesn't say. And then it says, Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, when would the Aaron and the Kohanim, when would they start dealing with the animal? Ve'ikrivu. They would receive the blood and take the blood to the Mizbeach, and Esadom v'zorku Esadom al ha-Mizbeach, and they would do the throwing of the blood onto the Mizbeach. So from there we learn that till the Kabbalah Sadam, the Kohanim don't need to be involved. It says Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, but before that it says V'shochat es ben ha-Bokor, Shechita is kosher, even bizarre. So, and the Gemara takes on that since Pasuk Hey tells us that till Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, it's kosher bizarre, but from that Pasuk, from the words in the Torah, in Pasuk Hey, Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, from those words in the Chumash, everything else has to be done by a Kohen. So then the question is straight away asked, why in Posuk Zayin, Posuk Ches and Posuk Tes does it explicitly mention the Kohenim after it says Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim? Now it's true that some of the things mentioned there, for example, that in Posuk Zayin talking about putting the fire onto the Mizbeach, that was done before the Shechita. However, in the Chumash it's mentioned after the Posuk, after the words Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, so we took it for granted that there, since it's mentioned in the Chumash after Ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim, that the Kohanim are the ones to do it, and not the Ezor. So the question is that Posuk Zayin, Posuk Ches, and Posuk Tes, it seems to be superfluous why it mentions the Kohanim, and since it's superfluous, we could learn that it's written in order to teach us that only there it needs Kohanim, to the exclusion of somewhere else where we do not need Kohanim, referring to the Hefshet v'nituach, which the Mishnah says, that Hefsheton v'nituchon, shel elu ve'elu shovin, that is kosher bizarre. The question is just, which of the psukim are we going to learn it from? And each opinion is going to have to explain what they're going to do with the other two psukim that mentions the B'nai Aaron, seemingly for no reason. Let's see that inside. Omar Chizkia, Minayin lehefshet nituach sheshove bezor, Shunema, it says in the Pasuk, Venosnu, this is the Pasuk Zayin, Venosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish al ha-Mizbeach. So what do we see from there? That Nesinas eish bo yekohona, to prepare the Marocha and put the fire on the Mizbeach, that needs to be done by a Kohen. Hefshet v'nituach loy bo yekohona. However, the hefshet v'nituach, the skinning and the cutting up of the korban, does not need to be done by a Kohen. That will be the source according to Chizkia. From Pasuk Zayin, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Hai mi boy le legufei. I don't understand that in that posuk itself, I cannot learn from there that it's to the exclusion of Hefshet v'nituach that does not need to be done by a Kohen. I need it for itself, because the posuk tells us that the fire has to be done by the Kohenim. If it wouldn't say it, I may have thought that putting the fire on the Mizbeach does not have to be done by the Kohenim. So how can you learn from there, from the fact that it says that putting the fire is done by the Kohen, you say only the fire has to be put by a Kohen, but Hefshet v'nituach doesn't need to be done by a Kohen? Maybe these words are not superfluous, they're not extra in order to learn anything from them. Omer of Simi Bar Abaya. So Simi Bar Abaya says as follows, he's going to answer this. Ashkechei le'Abaya, I found Abaya to have a masber le'lebrei, he was said over this halacha, that Hefsheton v'nituchon is kosher bizarre, and he said over what Chizkia said, that the sources from this Pasuk Zayin, that it says in the Pasuk that the Kohanim put the fire on the Mizbeach, and this is how he explained it to his son, using a Braisa. What's it say in the Braisa? The Braisa says as follows, V'shochat, and this is the Pasuk Hey that we mentioned. V'shochat, it says in the Pasuk, V'shochat es ben ha-Bokor lifnei Hashem. Shechita bizarre k'shera. Who does the Shechita? Anybody, even somebody who's not a Kohen. Asks the Braisa, V'chi me'ayin bosa. What's the Havamina? Why should it be a Kohen? Why should it be need a Kohen? Why shouldn't a Zor be able to do it? Why do you have to come and make a statement that even a Zor is kosher? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because we have another pasuk elsewhere, which we've already mentioned previously in the Masechta. Miklal shenemar, since it says in a pasuk, Ata uvonecho itcho, tishmur es kunaschem lechol dvar hamizbeach, that anything to do with the Mizbeach should be done by you, Aaron, and your sons, the Kohenim. Shemeani, I may have thought, afilu shchita, that even shchita is included in that, that has to be done by a Kohenim. Talmud Loma, that's why it says back to our pasuk, hey, v'shochat es ben abokor lifnei Hashem. It says that shchita, anyone can shecht it. V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohenim es hadam. When do the Kohanim come into the picture? Only from Vekrivu b'nei Aaron. What's Vekrivu? Mikabola ve'elech, from when they receive the blood. Mitzvah b'kohuna, mitzvah's kohuna, that's when the Kohanim have to do it. However, the v'shochat, which is a continuation of Pasuk Dalud, which is v'somach yodei, the smicha, is definitely done by the owners, not by a Kohen. And from Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'hikriv ha-Kohen es ha-Kohela mizbecha, that's as we saw before. What we're doing with the fact that there the Kohen is mentioned explicitly, why would that be necessary? The Gemara says exactly what we said before. Zu ha-ilocha sevarim lekevesh is coming to teach us that ha-ilocha, taking something to the ramp, has to be done by a Kohen, that ha-ilocha sevarim, only the limbs. To the exclusion, ha-ilocha sevarim lekevesh u-deboye kohuna, only taking the limbs to the ramp need a kohen. Ha'ilocha seitzim loy boy a kohen, but taking the woods to the mizbeach does not need to be done by the kohen. Ha sidur shnei gizrei eitzim, but it's only taking the woods doesn't need to be done by a kohen, but putting the two logs of wood onto the mizbeach boy a kohuna. So that's what we're using pasuk yud gimel for. Pasuk tes we already said to exclude hefshet v'nituach. V'nosnu pasuk zayin, what we're doing with that legufei. As we said before, the beginning of the Gemara, that from Pasuk Zayin we cannot learn, even though it mentions the Bnei Aaron HaKohen there, because there it's talking about fire. Fire is not an intrinsic part of the Kapara of the Korban, so I need a special Pasuk to say that a Kohen has to do it. You cannot deduce from there that Hefshev in the Tuach not. And what we're left with now, what are you going to do with the Va'orchu Bnei Aaron HaKohenim Es HaNesachim, what are you going to do with Pasuk Ches? That's left over. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what we do with the Va'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohenim es ha-Nesachim from Pasuk Ches. That we learn as follows. Va'orchu shnaim. Va'orchu, they should arrange, is in plural tense, is a minimum of two. B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, again in plural, another two. Shnaim. Ha-Kohenim, another two. It's again in plural, another shnaim, another two. L'madnu, so from there we learn, and this is what we're doing with the mention of the Kohenim in Pasuk Ches, that letleh, that the minimum amount of people that are used, the minimum amount of kohenim that are used to bring the lambs, to bring the korban to the mizbeach, shetaron shisha, it needs at least six kohenim. As we saw in our Mishnah before, that we had one for the Rosh Veregel, one for the Beis Yodayim, one for the Uketz Veregel, one for the Chozer Vegera, and one for the Beis Tefanos, that's five, and another one for the Krovayim, for the insides. So that's your six. Omer Vamnuna. Kashi le Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar had a question, says Rav Amnuna. Hi, beben abokoksiv. We're talking here about Pasuk Ches in the first perek in Parashas Vayikra. If you look in the first perek of Parashas Vayikra, you'll see that it's speaking here about a ben habokor. As it says, v'shochat es ben habokor lifnei Hashem, at the beginning of Pasuk Hey. So why, how can you bring proof from Pasuk Ches regarding the lamb? Uben Bokor be'esim v'arba boy. We already saw that. We saw in our Mishnah that for a ben bokor, for a bull, you need to have 24 people. So it's true that not all 24 correspond to these six, but you need much more than just the six. V'nichale, and he asked the question. Reb Elazar asked the question, and he also answered it. How did he answer it? It says in the pasuk again in pasuk Ches. When it says there, "Va'orchu bnei Aaron akeyanim es anesochim es harishu es apoder alo eitzim, asher alo eish asher ala mizbeach." That's what it says at the end of the pasuk. That it mentions the eitzim, the woods, asher alo eish asher ala mizbeach. Eizu udova, which is the only single one korban shenemar boy eitzim, that it needs to be put on a new set of logs, a new set of woods. Not just burn it, put it onto the fire on the Mizbeach together with whatever's been on there first. No. It's a korban that's the first korban of the day that needs to have a new set of woods. That's Eitzim Eish u Mizbeach. That's the first lamb, the first korban of the day, which is the korban tamid, which is what we mentioned. So it's almost explicit in the pasuk that this pasuk specifically, pasuk ches, is talking about or is teaching us halacha about the type of korban that needs eitzim, eish, and mizbeach, which is the tleh. To learn from this pasuk ches, va'oruchu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim, you need at least 6 people, and that's what we do with the mention of the kohanim in pasuk ches. And then everything, we've taken care of everything, we've understood in Pasuk Hey mentions the Kohanim, because that's where we learn that from Kabbalah Adam Ve'elech is B'Kohanim, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Tes, and Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Kohanim are mentioned, each one for a reason of its own, and all the Pesukim have been taken care of. Omer B'Asi, Omer B'Yechonon, says Reb Yechonon, Zor She'Sider Es HaMarocha, we spoke about taking the woods to the Mizbeach, that does not need to be done by a Kohen. We learned that from Pasuk Yud Gimel, that only Hailochas Eivorim need to be done by a Kohen, but Hailochas Eitzim not. We mentioned the Shtei Gizrei Eitzim, that does need to be put on the Mizbeach by the Kohenim. But there's something in between, and that's arranging the fireplace, not the 2 Gizrei Eitzim that were added afterwards. The Siddur HaMarocha. The Siddur HaMarocha could have been done by day, by night, something we're going to discuss soon. The Shtei Gizrei Eitzim were done by day. So Rabbi Yechonon says that the Siddur HaMarocha, if a Zor does it, Chayev, he's Chayev Mitzah. He's Chayev Mitzah. Ketzat u'oisa. So what happens if a Zor did put the woods on the Marocha? What should he do about it? Says the Gemara Poirka. You should take it off. Anyone should take it off, even the Zor. V'choyzev u'soibla, and then put them back on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Maya Hanilei. If you're going to take them off and put them back on, what have you gained? Elo Poirka Zor, V'soidra Kohen. The Zor will take them off the Mizbeach, because they shouldn't be on the Mizbeach. V'soidra Kohen, and the Kohen will put them back on the Mizbeach. Now the woods have been arranged by the Kohen, and then it's okay. Maskif lo Rab Zeira. So Zeira now asked a question against Rabbi Yechonon. V'chiyesh locha avoido shekshera balaylo upsula bazor. Setting up the Marocha, Siddur HaMarocha, is kosher at night. Is there any avoido that's kosher at night? And it's called avoida to the extent that if a Zor does it, it's possible. If it's by night, it's not avoida. If it's not avoida, it doesn't need a kohen. And we know that Siddur HaMarocha is an avoida that can be done at night. So it clearly doesn't need a kohen. So how can Rabbi Yechonon say that if a Zor does it, it's chayiv misa? Says the Gemara V'loi. Why are you, Reb Zeira, so bewildered about what Rabbi Yechonon says? We have other examples of avoidas that are done at night, and the Zor is not allowed to do it. Vareivorim upadorim. That putting on the limbs of the korbonis that were shechted during the day, the fats and the limbs, are allowed to be put on even at night. And we saw on Daf Chov Daled Amud Aleph explicitly that one of the avoidis that if done by a Zor is the Zor is chayiv misa, is haktoris. And they can be done at night. Says the Gemara, don't bring me proof from there, says Reb Zeira. Seif avoided yimamuhu. Over there, putting the limbs and the fats of the korbonis on the mizbeach, it's a continuation, it's just finalizing the avoid of the day. And therefore, I can understand that Zor, even though it's allowed to be done at night, Zor is not allowed to do it. But over here, Siddur HaMarocha is not a continuation of the previous day, and it can be done at night, so it's not an avoidah. So then, why should a Zor be chayiv misa? Says the Gemara, no, but I've got another avoidah, varitruma sadeshen. Truma Sadeshen definitely has to be done by a Kohen, and the time of Truma Sadeshen is even at night. We already learnt about that previously in the Gemara. So in the same way as Truma Sadeshen can be done at night, and it must be done by a Kohen, so too says Rabbi Yechonon that a Siddur HaMarocha, a Zor is not allowed to do. What's Abzeira's question? Says Abzeira, no, don't bring me proof from Truma Sadeshen. Tchilas avoided yimamahu. Truma Sadeshen is the start of the next day's avoida. So at the start of the next day's avoida, we can understand, even though it starts already in the night, but it's an avoida that's associated to the day, and therefore the Zor is not allowed to do it. But Siddur HaMarocha, well, Siddur HaMarocha has got nothing to do with the day, and therefore, why should Zor be chayv misa if he does it? The Omer B'Asi Omer B'Yechonon, how do we know that Trumas Hadeshen is considered as the beginning of the avoid of the next day? Because it was said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon that Kiddush Yodov le Trumas Hadeshen, if somebody did Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim before doing Trumas Hadeshen, Lemocho, the next day, that means when it becomes light, Ein Tzarech LeKaddish, he doesn't need to do Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim again, Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah, because he already did the Kiddush Yudayim at the beginning of the Avodah. When was that? Before doing the Trumas Hadeshen. So you see that the Trumas Hadeshen sparked the Avodah of the day. Ve'elo Kashya. If so, Reb Zeira's got a good question. That there's no single avoida that's kosher at night, that's not a continuation of the previous day or the beginning of the next day, and the zor will be chayev. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that zor shasider es hamarocha is chayev misa? Elo iki itma hochi itma. So you're right. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Asi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan something else. He didn't say Zor Shasider es Hamarocha Chayev Misa. He said something else. Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shasider Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Chayev. If a Zor arranges the two Gizrei Eitzim, he's going to be Chayev Misa. Hoyel v'avoidas yoimi, because it's part of the avoid of the day, and since it's part of the avoid of the day, it must be done by a Kohen. A Zor does it, is Chayev Misa. Maskif l'Rova. Now, Rova is asking a question on this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Elo me'ato, if you say that the zor that is mesader of the gizrei etzim, the shnei gizrei etzim, is considered as avodas hayoyim to the extent that the zor will be chayev misa, that means it's a very significant type of avoda. If so, elo me'ato, tiboya pious. If it's such a significant type of avoda, it should be, one should designate the person who does the shnei gizrei etzim, the kohen who's going to bring the shnei gizrei etzim, it should be done with a pious. That's what Rava's question on against Rabbi Yochanan answers the Gemara. If Shtemitzei Hodetani, it seems that he'd forgotten what we learned in the Braisa, and we already saw this before in Daf Chof Beis. Misha Zocha B'Trumas Hadeshen, the one that was Zoicha B'Pious to do the Trumas Hadeshen, Yuzke B'Sidur Marocha. He was also the one to arrange the fire on top of the Mizbech, U'B'Sidur Shnei Gizrei Etzim. So it was done by Pious. It was the same pious as the one as the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, says the Gemara, that from Rava's question, from the fact that Rava asked that if you Rabbi Yochanan say that a zor shasider shnei gizrei etzim chayev because it's avodas hayoyim, and you Rava understood that therefore requires that since it's so significant that it should be given out by the pious, lememra, the avoidas yoim boye pious, it seems from what you Rava said that any avoida that's done in the day, that belongs to the day, should be given out by the pious. So, avoidas lailo, however, an avoida that's only done in the night, loy boye pious, does not need to be given out by the pious. That's what we understand from you Rava, because you Rava says, elo me'ato, that you Rabbi Yochanan, that you say that hoyel avoidas hayoim hi, it's significant and should have a pious. If so, I've got a question. Vare ivorim uptorim. Putting up the limbs and the fats onto the mizbeach, that's something which is not done by day, is done at night, and nonetheless there was a pious for it. We saw before that the pious haravi, in daf chavav amud aleph, haravi chadoshim mishanim mimale ivorim in hakevesh lemizbeach. And that can be done even at night. And you see there was a pious, and you rov it seemed from the formula of your question, that only because it's done in the day, the Gizrei Etzim, that's why it should be done with a pious. Says the Gemara, Soif avoided Yimamu. Even though Ivorim Upadorim can be done at night, it's just an ending, a continuation of the avoid of the day, and therefore was significant enough to deserve a pious, even though it was done, or it could be done, also at night. Asks the Gemara, Vare Trumas Hadeshen also, it's done at night. As we've already learned previously, it could be done at the end of the third of the night, or after Chatzos, or B'kriyas HaGever, whenever it is, as we saw in the Mishnah previously, that Trumas Hadeshen is done at night, and nonetheless we know the first pious was done for the Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Gemara, you've got a question, why the Trumas Hadeshen had a pious if it was done at night? You know why? Mishum Maisa Shahaya. We learnt about this in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, because there was a whole issue there. One Kohen pushed another Kohen, it became dangerous, they realized that they had no choice, they had to have a pious. Says the Gemara, Lememra, Da'avoidas Yoim, V'shezor Chayev Voleo Misa, Boye Pious. So let's just sum up. You Rava claim that anything which is an avoida done in the day, that if a Zor does it, is Chayev Misa, is significant enough that it needs a pious. Ein Zor Chayev Voleo, Misa. But however, if it's a type of avoida that if the Zor does it, he will not be chayev Misa, loy boy a pious, then you're rather okay. That it doesn't need a pious because it's obviously not significant enough. Well, I've got a question on that. Vare shchita, shechting the korban tomid. We just learned before from our pasuk hey that a Zor is allowed to shech the korban tomid. Only me kabbalas adam ve'elich is mitzvahs kohuna. And we saw at the beginning that there was a pious, the second pious, which was distributing the different parts of the korban tomid, and one of the kohenim was the who was going to be the shaychet. That was a pious. Why did they do the shchita with a pious if Zor is allowed to do it? Answers the Gemara: Shani shchita d'tchilas avoydei. You're right, but there's a specific significance in the shchita in the fact that it sparks the beginning of the avoyda. Beginning of the Avodah, that's important enough, it deserves a pious. Says the Gemara, Omar Merzutra, Vitei Mirvashi, Vo'anan, Loitnan Hochi. You, Rabbi Yechanon, said that Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, that means the second version of Rabbi Yechanon, what did we see? That Zoro Shesider, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, his Chayev, Hoyol Vavoida Sayoimhu. So till now we took on, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim has to be done in the day. Says Marzutra or Ravashi, I don't understand. It seems from the Mishnah that the putting the Gizra Eitzim onto the fire was not necessarily done by day. It was done even before day. It was done at night. Vanan Leitna Nochi. From the Mishnah, it seems not that way. Why? Because what does it say in the Mishnah? We're going to learn about this later on, in the beginning of the next perek. Omalena Mamuna, the appointed one, would say to the Kohenim, Tzuru, go out and see im higia zman shchita. Is it already time to do the shchita of the tomid? What was done before the shchita? The gizra eitzim was put onto the mizbeach. So why didn't the kohen say, let's see if it's time to do the gizra eitzim? Rabbi Yochanan said gizra eitzim have to be done in the day. So you should already go and see what time of the day it is for the gizra eitzim. V'ilu zman shnei gizra eitzim loiktoni. The Mishnah doesn't say go check that it's daytime to make sure you can do the gizra eitzim. Answers the Gemara that the truth is that the people in the Azara knew when it was day. However, the Mamuno would actually go up on top of the wall and would see from much further away that it's indeed day. And we learn in the Gemara Mitzashem and Daf Ches why they had to do that. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is answering that when the, in order to have to go up onto the wall and see whether it was day, for that they only did that for the Shechita. Why? Because hach the Shechita de lesli tekanta. Because if you do the Shechita and then you realize it was a mistake and it wasn't yet day, there's no way of fixing it. It has to go lebeis asreifa. It's possible. K'toni, therefore, we said that he went up to see whether it was a time for the shchita. But hach, but in all for the gizrei eitzim, he didn't have to go up on top of the wall. He would just look out. The people on the floor, on the base, they could see, is it day? If it's day, they would do the gizrei eitzim. I didn't need the mamuna for that. The mamuna would go up and they would ask whether it's already day. If the mamuna would go up or somebody else would go up, we'll see that on Daf Chav Ches. But either way, to have to go up and see from far whether it's day, that was only necessary for the Shechita, not for the Gizra Eitzim. Because the Gizra Eitzim, they just saw, ah, it's day already, you can do the Gizra Eitzim. Tisle Tekanta, what's the worst that will happen? That we realized it wasn't really day yet, and it was a mistake, and it was too early? Okay, so we'll take them off, we'll put them back on, we can fix the situation. Loik Toni, therefore, they did not need to do the whole issue with climbing up and seeing from far, that it, confirming that it was daytime. Continues the Gemara. Iker de Omra Maskif Lorem Zera. Look, we're going right back to the fourth line of this Omid. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan, in the first version of Rabbi Yochanan, said that Zor Shasidir Amarocha, the Zor arranged the, somebody who's not a Kohen arranged the woods, he's Chayiv Misa. And Rabbi Zera had a question on that. That since Sidras HaMarocha is not associated to the previous day, is not associated to the next day, it's only an avoid of the night, we don't find that something which is only can be done at night is Zor should be Chayev Misa. That was Rabzeira's question. Well, there's another version of Rabzeira's question. V'ikad Omri Maskif La Rabzeira. Rabzeira had a different version. What did he ask? V'chiyesh lecha avoido sheyesh achreo avoido upsula b'zor. We already saw on Daf Chav Daled Omid Aleph that the only time that a Zor will be Chayev Misa is only when it's the final, it's the ending, the last thing in the string of avodos that are going to be done, since this closes the avoda, if a zara does it, he's chayev. But if he does only part of it, that means there's going to be a continuation of this avoda with another avoda. If the zara does that avoda, which is not the end of the line, he's not chayev misa. So how can you say, Rabbi Yochanan, zara shasider es hamarocha is chayev misa, but there's something after it? What's after it? Putting on the two logs, the shtei gizrei etzim. So since you have to continue after you masada the marocha, you put the two gizrei etzim on. So the sidur marocha is not the end of the malocha. If it's not the end of the malocha, how can a zor be chayiv misa? And that was Reb Zeira's question on Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, and we're going to read this according to the Vilna Gaon and Rashi's Girsa. We're going to skip the first five lines. Eloi itmar, hochi itmar. Consequent to this second version of the question of Reb Zeira against Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan, now we have a second version of Rabbi Yochanan. And the truth is, it's the third version of Rabbi Yochanan, because the second version of Rabbi Yochanan we had after the first version of Reb Zeira's question. First, Rabbi Yochanan's version was Zor Shasider Es HaMarocha Chayev. And then we asked question version 1 of Reb Zeira, and then the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shasider Shnei Gizrei Etzim. And what have we got now? Similar to the second version there, we have here, but not completely the same. Because beforehand, what did Rabbi Yochanan say in version 2 of Rabbi Yochanan? Zor Shasider Shnei Gizrei Etzim Chayev. Why? Hoyel Vavoidas Hayoimi. Since you do it in the day, Gizrei Etzim is associated to the day, is done in the day. Therefore, a zor will be chayev. Here, in this version, Rabbi Yochanan is saying something a bit different. Omer Basi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, zor shasider shnei gizre eitzim chayev. Why? Hoyil v'avoida tamohi. Because it's the end of the avoida of arranging the mizbeach. There was sorting out, there was being mesader of the marocha, and then there was the shnei gizre eitzim. And this was v'avadetem, this was n'avoida tamo, and therefore the zor is chayev. Maskif la Rava. And now Rava is asking a question on this version of Rabbi Yochanan. Elo me'ata, tiboye pious. If so, that it's an avoido tamo, it's a very significant part of the avoido, it should need a pious. Says the Gemara, v'loi boye pious? Are you suggesting that there was no pious for the Shnei Gizrei Etzim? V'otanya, we learned, and we mentioned this before, in Daf Chav Beis, and on Daf Chav Zayin on the base, we saw it again. Mishe zocho betruma sadeshin, yizke b'shnei gizre eitzim, b'sidur shnei gizre eitzim. That there was a pious, the same pious that said who would do the truma sadeshin, that same kohen would do the sidur shnei gizre eitzim. Says the Gemara, no, that wasn't Rava's question. Rava's question, Rava knew that. Rava's question was, hachikomar, yefaisu lo b'fnei atzmo. It's so significant. Why don't you give the shtei gizrei etzim? It's an avoido tamo. You should make a separate pious just for the to determine who would do the shnei gizrei etzim, not just give it to the same person that did the trumas hadeshen. Answers the Gemara kudam rinon. Go back to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and you'll see there that it's true at first. Maybe it did have its own pious, but because we saw that people were not getting up bright and early in order to volunteer to do the Trumas Hadeshen, in order to encourage them to do the Trumas Hadeshen, the Chachomim said, whoever does the Trumas Hadeshen will also do the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, and that's why it didn't have a pious on its own. Says the Gemara, that from your formula of your question, Rava, the memory seems to be that the Avoido Tamo, V'zor chayev oleo misa, that any avoida which is an end avoida, and is an avoida that zor is chayev misa, boye pious, that's significant enough that it deserves and requires its own pious. Ein zor chayev oleo misa, loy boye pious. However, if it's a type of avoida that if a zor did it, he would not be chayev misa, it's not significant enough to require a pious to determine who would do it. Vare shchita. Back to the same question we asked before. What's with shchita? Shchita is kosher by zor. Of course, he's not chayiv misa. If he does it, he's allowed to do it. And nonetheless, there was part of the pious, part of that second pious was who's going to do the shchita. Says the Gemara, like we said before, shani shchita, the tchilas avoided yimamu. Shchita was significant in its own right, that it sparked the beginning of the avoida of the day, and therefore it was deserving of a pious. And here again, we're going to skip the next five lines. Omar Marzutra v'itemi Ravashi. Marzutra, or Ravashi, said, Afana nami tanina. From the next Mishnah, that we mentioned before, we're going to have proof to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say here? Rabbi Yochanan said that being Masadar, the Shnei Gizra Eitzim, is called an Avodah Tama. Now we'll remember that we already saw previously that there were other Tanoim, there was Amoraim, there was Rav, there was Levi, that we saw in Daf Chav Daled Amud Beis, that they held that if a Zor does, is Masadar, the Shnei Gizra Eitzim, that he's not Chayev. Why? Because it's not called Avodah Tama, it's not the end. Because after the Besadah Shnei Gizra Eitzim, what's next? Putting the limbs of the korban onto the fire. So the arranging the fire itself with the Shnei Gizra Eitzim is not considered Avodah Tama. Here Rabbi Yochanan said it was considered Avodah Tama. And I've got proof from the next Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? What does it say in the Mishnah? Omalena Mamuna, the one who was appointed, said to those Kohanim who went up to the high up to see whether it was day, Tzuru, go and see Imigiazman Shchita, if it was already time for the Shchita. Is it day? Time for the Shchita. Viluzman Sidur Gizra Eitzim, Loikatoni. He didn't say, go and see if it's day, because before it's day, you're not allowed to do the Gizra Eitzim. So what do we see from there? We already brought this proof before, that from that Mishnah it seems that the Shnei Gizra Eitzim can be done at night. And since they can be done at night, it's called Avodas Laila. That means it's the end of the Sidur HaMarocha. The Sidur HaMarocha could be done at night, as we saw in Chof Zayin Amud Beis. And the end of the Sidur HaMarocha was the Shnei Gizra Eitzim. And the putting the limbs onto the fire, that was already the Avodas Hayoim. That definitely couldn't have been done by night, because you can only do the Shechita from the day. Everyone agrees with that. And you can't put the limbs on before the Shechita. And since putting the limbs onto the Mizbeach can only be done by day, and the Shnei Gizra Eitzim, as we just proved from the Mishnah, can be done at night, that means that that's it. It's the end of the Avodah. There's no continuation. There's no continuation. That's proof to Rabbi Yochanan that says that it's an Avodah Tama, and that's why a Zor can be Chayev Misa. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have proof. Hach, as we saw before, that there's no proof from that, because it could be that the truth is that the Shnei Gizra Eitzim also needs to be done by day. And since they can be done by day, it could be that it's not an Avodah Tama, as Rav and Levi held, that you after that you still put the limbs onto the Shnei Gizra Eitzim, onto the Mizbeach. And the reason that if the Shnei Gizra Eitzim have to be done by day, why did the Mamuna say, go and see if it's day to see if you can do Shechita? Why didn't he say, go and see if it's day to see if you can do the Gizra Eitzim, which was done before the Shechita? Very simple, as we explained before. Because with the Shnei Gizra Eitzim, they didn't have to go in a higher place to see whether, to confirm that it was day. Because as long as it looked light from the ground, that was enough for them. Worst comes to worst, the odd case, as we're going to see later, the odd case that it was a mistake, it doesn't matter, we'll rearrange the Gizra Eitzim and we'll sort it out. However, for the Shechita, we don't want to take such a risk, because worst case event, if you did the Shechita and it was not yet, it became clear that it was not yet day, it has to go Lebeis Asrei for the Korban is Possel. And therefore, only for the Shechita they went up to confirm, indeed, it was day. Hadron Aloch Borishoino, Besiata Deshmai, we finished Perek, base of Yuma, Perek Borishoino, Emirat Hashem will do Chazara, and in the next share we're going to start the next Mishnah, Perek Gimel.